Hello and welcome everyone to How's the Josh. I'm Omkar Chaudhary, your host. We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. While giving, it's not just about making a donation, it's about making a difference. Our guests for today are two teenager girls who have made a huge difference to many lives. They don't have a big brand international NGO, but have a big heart and a kind soul to touch and make many people's lives beautiful. Rainy and Rianne have proved you have two hands, one to help yourself and the second to help others. So let's welcome these girls on the podcast show. Welcome Rainy and Rianne.
Hello.
Hi.
We are really happy to have you, Rainy and Rianne. Okay, so before we begin, how's Rainy?
Hi, I'm good.
And how's Rianne?
The Josh is too good.
Okay, so this is something that we really need in order to start the podcast. Okay, so tell us, Rainy, that how did the idea of Rainy's Big Self come into existence, and also you spreading love into unprivileged ones happen to you?
So earlier I used to bake for fun and for myself because I loved baked goods and I loved eating them. But then on my way to my classes, I used to see kids on the streets. And then I realized not everyone is as fortunate as me. So I feel that every child should have the right to educate themselves. So I decided to bake and sell the goods that I would buy stationery for the street or for the children who were studying on the street.
Okay.
And my close friends and family, they appreciated and encouraged me to take this to a further level. And then it basically started 3 years ago.
Okay. And in this, we'll take this opportunity to also congratulate and thank your parents and the family for supporting you to be in this kind act. Okay, so the other question is to Rianne, what is your contribution to your sister's deed of kindness?
Okay, so, I manage the social media accounts, that's Instagram and Facebook, and the presentations of the product, clicking the photos, marketing on social media, updating our stories, and connecting with our followers. I also help her with packaging and setting up and, helping with the big exhibitions, researching, identifying different charities we can also associate ourselves with. And most importantly, I'm a food critic.
Okay, so that was really good thing about
you. Yeah. So okay. I give her feedback. Yeah.
Yeah, come. You can continue.
Okay. So I give her feedback on all her baking and, what she can improve on. And, when she's really busy with all the exhibition work and then when there's too much baking, I end up baking with her as well and also do the cleaning part.
Okay, so it's like both sisters work together in the bakery and bake something good for both the unprivileged ones and distribute amongst them.
Yeah.
Okay, so you come up with any project, we have other celebrities, we had YouTubers, we had so many other people, and in any project that you encounter in your life, there are a lot of ups and downs and challenges in your way. So I would like you to speak about your challenges and how did you encounter them or overcome them.
Okay, so one of the main challenges we face is to reach out to our potential. The more orders we get, it helps us reach out to our different charities.
And as we're small and we don't have a retail outlet, we do not have big volumes of sale, and our list of charity seekers is very big. And sometimes I actually feel sad that we don't have enough money to help them in any way. So yeah. And also being a student with school and exams and classes, it gets a little challenging for me. When I get an order during the weekdays, it becomes difficult, but I don't want the opportunity and I try and do it.
Exactly. And the main challenge is to connect to the charity centers.
Yeah, it is. Because some of them don't appreciate, some children are allergic to chocolate, or sometimes it becomes difficult and they don't allow us to be a part and, come and visit them because it's so strict and there are too many rules.
Exactly. And also, like, you know, talking about the social media thing, have you said that Rianne is handling the social media accounts and dealing with the presentations? There's also one thing that has come to our team's, like, you know, inspection that Salman Khan is following you. So what do you think about this big thing that is happening with you?
It's huge. It's unbelievable.
And it's like so much support and encouragement coming from him is like really good. And we were one of the first people he ever followed on Instagram. And we feel really special. It motivates us to even do more.
Okay, so that's really a good thing about it. Now, speaking about your work and your contribution to the society, so kindly elaborate on hashtag 100 gifts for 100 smiles.
So actually, we decided to do something innovative for special occasions. And Christmas was around, and you know, Christmas is all about giving smiles and gifts and lots of happiness. So while my sister, my cousin sister, and me were brainstorming, my cousin sister suggested that why not gift children gifts. But then, as I told you earlier, that our challenges were that we don't have enough funds to buy the gifts for everyone.
Exactly.
We came up with the idea of putting up collection boxes and also to put up a video on social media to, like, you know, spread the awareness. And honestly, we were pleasantly surprised with the kind of support we got. And we received gifts not only from Mumbai, but also from Pune, Kolhapur and Zurich.
Okay.
And it was such a memorable event. All our friends came over, family came over to help us. And we wore Christmas Santa caps and we sat and listened to Christmas carols and songs and we danced to it. And we had hundreds of different gifts for the children.
Wow, what a wonderful Christmas indeed.
Yeah, and then we collaborated with another NGO and then we distributed the gifts to the children.
Okay, I mean, like, this act of kindness was really touched to everyone's heart, I feel, and this was indeed a great Christmas to be with and enjoy with.
Yeah.
Also, like, normally, during Mother's Day, there's always a celebration from Rainier's Bake Sale. So what is new this year?
So our upcoming event is Mother's Day and we annually visit an old person's home and spend time with them. Like we play games with them, they tell us about their youth, some of them sing for us, and generally we try to make this day really special for them. This year we plan to do something different and we will be donating medical aid to the senior ladies on the streets by collaborating with Dr. Sonawati in Pune, also known as the Dr. Beggar. This year we're looking at making them smile by addressing their medical needs and making them comfortable. So Dr. Sonawani had explained to us that a lot of these women cannot lead a quality life as they cannot afford medications and crutches and etc. So we are currently saving up to buy the equipment for them.
Okay. And what would Rianne like to put into this?
So it's a really different thing. Like, we've always gone to the old people's home and spent time with them, bake like sugar-free cake and stuff. But this year we were like, let's actually do something else, you know? Because we actually came across this doctor and we met him and his wife and we bought all the medical supplies, the creams and the gels and crutches and stuff. And now we'll be giving it as well. So this is something really different and yeah, so stay tuned on our page to see more.
Definitely. In fact, I would in fact advise the listeners to follow Rainier's Bake Sale in order to know the kind of contribution that they put it into their heart and their soul towards the society.
Yeah.
Definitely. And also, as you spoke about funds and donation and charity, what would you like to say more about it? Like, you know, when you come into the monetary sector or this domain, when we talk about money, like, you know, the funds are the integral part of any project. So what would you like to say about it? Like, you know, how are you managing your funds as of now? And when you speak about the future, what are your plans regarding the monetizing the whole project?
Well, as we rightly said, you know, that we need more orders, we need more exposure on social media, so more people will come know about us and, you know, we can get more orders and we can then contribute to the society more.
So as I was saying that, you know, we do need funds. It's very challenging to get funds. Because we are not very big in terms of orders, or we don't have a retail outlet. So, but some of them are following us and people from abroad also. Like recently, we got around 30 kilos of chocolates and cookies
all the way from UK, so to be distributed, and you know, also some funding so that we could do more. So that's nice when people want to contribute and be a part of it.
Okay, I think this is like really grateful of people, like, you know, contributing so much of it towards the society. So also we should like, you know, appreciate the people's effort towards this project.
Yes, and they're supporting us, so that's really nice.
Definitely.
And that motivates us as well.
And we can spread the sweetness even further thanks to all their contributions.
Definitely, definitely. Like, talking about Rian and Renee, like, we have done a lot of serious talk. Now it's the time for the Josh Fire, which is a happy segment. And you need to be, like, you know, on your toes to give the answers. Be honest, full, rapid, and all truthful answers. So are you ready for this fun segment, Josh Fire?
This is our first time.
Yeah, definitely. We'll be, like, you know, a little bit easy. But are you excited enough for this Josh Fire?
Is there a hamper?
Yeah, exactly. You are winning a hamper. Definitely. You have to be putting all your energy into it. Yeah. You have to be, like, putting your whole heart and soul into it and be, like, good, and you're getting a hamper.
Okay,
so should we start?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that was really indeed a good reply to start. And before we start, let me tell you the initial questions. You both have to answer alternatively. The first, Rainey will answer, and then Rian will answer.
Okay.
And the later question, you both will be answering. Like, you know, the question will be similar to both of you. And once the Rian is done, then Rainey will answer that question.
Okay, but so Rainey goes first, na?
Yeah. Right now, Rainey goes first.
Okay.
So are you ready, Rainey?
Yes.
Okay, the first question to you. One thing you're thinking at moment.
Am I going to win a hamper?
Okay, so that was really a good thing. Next thing goes to Rian. Three weird things about your lifestyle.
How did Rainey get so good at baking and I didn't? Why didn't I get my mom's jeans? Like, that's weird.
Okay, so the next question is to Rainey. Pick one of your choice to team up with to be your dance partner.
Rian, definitely Rian.
Okay.
Really?
The next one, gym partner. Rainey still has to answer this.
Oh, gym partner. Probably my cousin brother.
Okay, your lunch partner.
Rian, we both can eat a lot.
Okay, this is the last one, travel partner.
Rian and my mom actually, because we have traveled a lot abroad, all three of us, and Rian definitely clicks a lot of pictures, and my mom convinces me to try different food items. So yeah, both of them.
So both of them will make a good go together.
Yeah.
Okay, the next question is to Rian. Choose any one movie of your choice you wish to be cast in, and also tell the name of the character you wish to enact.
Oh, let's say Ye Jawani Hai Deewani, yeah.
Okay, let me tell you, I think even Rohan Engodi said the same film.
Oh, it's one of my favorite movies. So.
Okay, and which character would you like to enact?
Nikita.
Okay, that was really a good one. And Rohan is saying that he wants to play Ranveer. So definitely we have Jay Jawani Hai Deewani 2 coming up with Deepika and the new role. The Rohan playing the Ranveer and you playing the Deepika. Wow, we are really excited towards this movie. Moving on. Now the question that I'll be asking, both have to answer. Like, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So rank in terms of your favorite subject. Literature, science, math, history, geography.
Geography, wait, what were the other options?
Literature, science, math, history, geography.
Science, literature, geography.
Yeah, I don't
know. No, but this is mine.
History
and math. I hate math.
Okay, so this question was answered by whom?
Rian.
Okay, now Rainey, you have to answer the same one.
First would be geography. Literature, science, and then math. Because even I hate math.
Okay, next one. Rank in terms of your favorite fruit. Mango, apple, grape, banana, strawberry.
Okay, I go first.
strawberry, mango, grape, banana, and apple.
Okay, the other one has to answer.
Grapes, strawberries, apples, bananas, and then mango.
Okay, that's really a good order. Okay, the next question, the first one to answer is Rainy. One food item that you can eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, there are so many.
You have to pick one. That you can eat throughout the whole day.
I could have cereal, like breakfast cereal, like Lucky Charms or something like that, all day long. I really love that.
Okay, so that you can eat for the whole day.
Yeah, definitely. Snack time, dinner time, lunch time, midnight snack.
Okay. I think we should have been given this midnight snack, so definitely. Next, the same question Rianne has to answer. One food item that you can eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Anything containing dark chocolate. Anything.
Anything?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So with this, we are done with the Josh Fire. And you two girls, Rianne and Rene, were super fast. And you're getting 10 on 10 and hamper is coming to your way right away.
Wow! That's so cool!
Yeah, it is very amazing and very cool thing. Okay, before you girls leave, there's one more question that we need to ask you. That is, like, what is the future of Rainy's Bake Sale and the contribution towards the society? Like, how far are you going to take this project?
Actually, we both would like to take it very far because once we have enough funds and... Once we have enough funds, we would want to open an NGO and bakery outlets around Mumbai itself,
so that we can garner a lot of employment for women around.
Okay.
So once the shops and all are opened, of course we'd be employing people and employment would increase, and we would be able to help much more people with the money is that we earn, and we'll be able to spread more sweetness.
Okay, that was indeed a great answer, a noteworthy answer. The name of the show is House of Josh. So tell me, what is your Josh, your motivation to get off the bed, like, you know, to every day get up off the bed and start working and helping people out there?
My main motivation is sense of happiness and satisfaction that we drive.
Okay, the sense of happiness that you get when you deliver so much of goodies to the people out there.
Yeah, the fact that we can help somebody in some way, and, you know, we get so many DMs and mails of pictures telling us how they're getting inspired. Like one lady all the way in America, she sent her grandson's photo and he was cooking up a mug cake for his father's birthday at 12 a.m. And there was another man who bought ice cream for so many children. And he said, hey, I'm so inspired by you guys. And he sent us photos so we could have a look at it. Like, it really makes us so happy to see all this. And also, people do such good things, and people following our recipes also, that kind of motivates us even more, because as she said, the little boy who baked the mug cake for his father was one of the videos that we shot and posted on our page for the mug cake. And so for every charity, when we go, that one smile we see, and, you know, if we visit the old homes and they give those blessings, it motivates us and inspires us just to keep on knowing so much more.
Okay, that was really a good one. Thank you so much, and it was a fun time interacting with both of you. And thank you so much, and all the best for your future endeavors. Well, that was it for today. Now we meet on next Saturday. Until we meet, take care, be happy, and most importantly, be full of Josh. Thank you.